Hey, welcome back to Real Times with the Dyes. Today we got one of them exciting topics. You know, I think it's exciting, but you know, let's hear what the topics are.
Today's topic is like or lust.
That's interesting. So it's like, how do you know if you like the person or if you're just lusting over the person?
I don't know. It's a hard call. So, the first scenario is that, you know, you're in a relationship, right? And you want to be with somebody else. So, first of all, that's just crazy.
Yeah, that's definitely crazy. Because it's like, how you with somebody, you want to be with somebody else. What do you do?
I don't know. So, I guess we can say it happens. So, now that it has happened, how do we handle the situation? You're in a relationship, you're not happy, which happens. You want to get out of the relationship, you don't want to be with the person anymore. And there's another person that you see that is may offering something that the current person you're with is not offering. And you like it.
Yeah, but you know what they say, sometimes the grass ain't greener on the other side.
This is true. But let's see how we can incorporate some advice and some scenarios. Let's see what we could do. So you're in a relationship and you want to be with somebody else, and it seems like that person always is doing the right thing, and that person is doing everything that your current person isn't doing, and it feels so good, right? How do you even know that person is doing it out the goodness of their heart? How do you know that?
You don't know.
So what you supposed to do? Are you supposed to roll the dice? Are you supposed to break up with your current person and go with that person?
If you're not happy, why would you stay with somebody that you're not happy with? First of all,
it's the thought of being happy that may could happen, but it's not happening. It's the thought of being alone.
That's the dice you have to roll.
Sometimes the outcome of the dice that's rolled is not a good outcome, though.
Hey, you gotta play Russian roulette.
I don't like that game.
You gotta put that one in the chamber and let it go. And see what happens, because you never know. It could be a good situation with that person, or it could be a bad. But if you can't say you want to have your cake and eat it too, to say, oh, if this person messes up, I could go back to the current person I was with. No, it don't work like that. Because now you're gambling with people's hearts.
Yes. You
can't play that game like that. That's a deadly game, too. That's a dangerous game, playing with somebody's heart.
That really is. Because you play with my heart. Oh, I'm going all out. Yeah! I don't care. I don't even care. I'm going all out. You can't just make it seem like everything is all fluffy and nice, and all of a sudden, it's like, are you serious? What? You were just playing? That's what we doing? Like, you're just playing around. So in the beginning, you were this perfect person, this perfect man, this perfect woman, and all of a sudden, you got me and you just flipped.
Yeah, that's what some people are.
So how do you know the difference?
You don't.
So what do you do if you don't know the difference?
You're with the person that you've been with for 5 years. And now you just see this person. You don't even know nothing about this person. You don't know nothing about them. They could just, they could be liking on, lusting over you. That they'll do anything to get with you, and they don't care about. They, especially if they know your situation, they're gonna tell you things you want to hear. Sometimes people will tell you things you want to hear.
That's a lot of the times, but it's a hard call because, you know. People are going to tell you things that you want to hear. You know, you go on the first date, you try to make good impressions, right? Mm-hmm. You don't just out and come just be yourself all the way. Like, everything is just, I'm just going to let myself loose. No, you make a good impression. You yourself, but you make a good impression. Okay, so how you know the difference between that other person actually being a good man or woman opposed to the person you have now? Can that relationship you in now be fixed? Is it worth tearing apart to go with the other person, actually rolling the dice and gambling? Sometimes, and if it don't work, you can't just go back.
No, that's what I'm saying. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it might be worth fixing. Like, if it's minor things, it might be worth something fixing. Like, you gotta, that's, communication is the key. Whether that person don't know how you're feeling. If you don't say nothing to them, they're not gonna know. Nobody's a mind reader.
That's another scenario. The person might not know that you're feeling this way.
Exactly.
That's nice, right?
Yeah, so open your mouth and talk.
And what if you did open your mouth and talk?
Well, then that's gonna be your decision. If you open your mouth and talk and things are still the same and ain't getting no better, hey, that's the decision you gonna have to make. Sometimes it takes that gamble to move on. You know, sometimes it takes that gamble. You know, you never know what you're gonna get unless you don't try.
You might actually get a good outcome. Sometimes it's a good outcome. Sometimes you leave a situation and your outcome is immaculate and it's like you made a good choice. Sometimes the outcome is bad. Who knows? You know, you're never really gonna know until you try. But what I can say first and foremost is that communication is definitely the key. Nobody is going to know how you feel unless you say how you feel. You have to tell the person your mindset. You have to tell the person how you are feeling and what you like, what you do not like. It makes all the difference in a relationship.
Yeah, that's true.
And if you're not happy still after trying numerous times to communicate, then maybe, you know, at that point in time, then you can separate or you could take a break or whatever you need to do to kind of focus on yourself to get your mind right. But I just want to say that when you're going through something with somebody that you're with, everybody else's approach is going to be
different.
Yes. It's going to be different and it's going to seem like the perfect person.
Mm-hmm.
That person is always going to seem perfect when you're going through something.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what you're looking for. You're looking for somebody to actually be...
fill the void.
Yeah, that's a good word. Fill the void. Yeah. Yes. And once that void is filled, you feel like, all right, this might be that person.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't even know that because people, they feed off of vulnerability.
Yes, they sure do.
And when they feed off of vulnerability and they see that they can get you, they try it and they know they're going to hurt you and they just do it anyway. Just, that's some people characteristic.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's some good people out there that won't do it and, you know, you get a good outcome and, you know, you can't complain, but you have to be ready to actually take that hit and you have to be ready and do it all over again. Or you're ready to actually start something new. You just have to,
you and that person been together for like 10 years or so. Sometimes people don't want to start nothing new.
Okay, I have an issue with that. 10 years, right? You wait 10 years to say something?
Hey, some people like that.
No. 10 years? 10 years is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows how that's going to go? 10 years is a lot of investment. 10 years is a lot of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
10 years is a lot of pressure. It's crazy because people are a little probably set in their ways. You know, during a relationship, you get complacent.
Yeah.
You get comfortable. Mm-hmm. You know, you feel like it's been so long. It's certain things I may not even have to do anymore because I did it already. But sometimes you have to re-spark some things so, you know, everything could come back into place. That's where the communication part comes in.
Mm-hmm.
10 years and leaving is an option. I just would wish that it would become sooner than that because it's very hard to hop out of something that you've been invested in damn near your whole life. Yeah. And trying to go into something new, you have to actually date again, meet somebody again, introduce yourself, know how to conduct yourself. You know, you forget all those things. Since you've been with somebody, you're so comfortable with that one person.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to meet somebody new and change, you know, your whole kind of mannerism just to see. And
demeanor.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But you can't be miserable either, so I really don't know what to do. I guess it depends on that person and the relationship.
Well, I guess, you know what, this is where y'all come in. Let us know what y'all think. Tune in, you know, email. Let us know what y'all think. What y'all think? Some of y'all, maybe y'all had issues out there like that. Y'all know somebody that had issues. Nobody's saying dropping names, but, you know, let us know how y'all handled it.
Nah, I want to know the names. Nah, I want to know names.
You know, let us know how y'all handled it. How did y'all deal with it, you know? And once again, that email is
realtimewiththedies@gmail.com.
So now I have a question for you. Say you like somebody, but you trying to get their attention, but they ain't paying you no mind. What are you to do? You don't want to be look crazy and, oh, hey, look at, recognize me here. I'm right here. No. Like, what are you to do?
Why would they not pay you any mind? What's the reason for that?
Because maybe, I don't know, maybe you, your personality, or maybe they don't, you know, it could be different things. Maybe they're paying other people mind because they like the way they dress or how they are, but they just don't notice you because you're not out there like that. You're not not wanting to put yourself out there like that. You could be shy. It could be anything.
So that sounds like somebody who's more attracted to the physical more than, you know, what's actually inside within the person and more than the personality.
Could be.
Now, don't get me wrong. When you're first meeting somebody and you don't even know that person, it's definitely physical attraction. At first, yeah. you don't even know what the person sounds like. You just know that that person is this actually attractive. Mm-hmm. But what are you attracting? Like, if you're attracting females or guys just solely off their looks, and there's somebody right there in your face, and you're not even giving her or him the type of time because they're not physically engaged. Yeah.
I don't know. That's why, well, I guess that's why people date. But my thing is, if you like somebody, you know, they're not trying to pay you no mind, especially if you kind of have a, kind of know them or maybe work with them or something, or you, you know, live around the area with them. Sometimes, you know, you might be shy, but sometimes it's, they say, hey, how you doing? You know, like, introduce yourself or something. Start off that way. Because the person that might bring that person's attention to you now.
You could be shy.
Exactly.
I don't know. I don't. That's something for the person to actually evaluate. But like I said, what is the other person attracting? What are they attracted to? You know, a lot of people just go all out sometimes to get certain attention from that one somebody.
Mm-hmm. Could be the way they dress or how they act.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
The way they come off, their personality, what they can do for you, what you can do for them. It doesn't, you never see the person behind. Mm-hmm. You know, like, it's just like in a movie, you always see the star, but you don't see the person who make the movie. You don't see the person who's producing it. You don't see the person who's writing the script, but you always see that person in front of you. That person is probably not even good for you. Or they probably are, but who knows? You're not giving them a chance. You got to give everybody a fair chance. It can't just be off of, oh my gosh, she is drop down, beautiful. I mean, look the way she dressed. She got this on. He got that on. It can't just be that.
Yeah, but sometimes they have problems also.
What you mean by that?
Okay, you look going off of looks and how they dress, but you don't know nothing about their personality. You don't know nothing about that.
I think everybody needs crazy. A fair chance.
Crazy. And now you stuck with somebody that's crazy. Like, trying to get out of the relationship. Now you can't get out. They tie you up in the basement or something.
Tie you up in the basement.
I don't know. People are crazy out there.
This is some real
Freddy. People are crazy, especially when they like somebody. I'll say they. Let's put it like that. People are crazy.
The basement.
I don't know. I'll be watching a lot of movies.
Clearly. We really, really, really want to know what you guys think, though. I mean, we have so many different scenarios going on. We just want to know. We want to know if you ever try to get somebody's attention and they wasn't paying you no mind. And
how
we want to
know about it.
Right. We want to know, did you even try to get their attention? Try to talk to them? Because maybe if they don't know, they're not going to come to you if you're not doing what everybody else is doing. If you're not out there and flashy, and they really not gonna pay you no mind. Do you know somebody like that? We really want to know. So, you know, hit that email, realtimewiththedies@gmail.com.
Maybe another way to get somebody's attention, bump into them. Oh, excuse me, and then spark a conversation. I don't know. I watch a lot of movies.
Yeah, I see. Mm. And then when you bump into them, you just look with the dumb face and don't say nothing.
Then that defeats the purpose. That defeats the purpose.
Practice in the mirror and then
bump into them. Yeah, talk to yourself for a little bit and realize, figure out what you're going to say. But nah, you know, let us know what y'all think, because, you know, stuff like this is real life. Like, this is real life scenarios, this is real life stuff that's going on, and I'm pretty sure people out there, they want some advice, you know. If they like somebody, how can they approach that person? You know what I'm saying? Because they don't know, what if they don't know the person's single or not? How can I approach that person to know if I'm able to engage in some kind of conversation or relationship with that person if I don't know nothing about them? And I'm too shy to you know, go out there and just put myself like that out there. Some people, they want to know. You know, if y'all have any feedback, any suggestions, or maybe y'all went through it, you know somebody that went through it, you know, hit us up.
You're never going to know if you don't open your mouth. You have to actually try to have a conversation with that person. You have to actually see, you know, if that person is willing to talk, you know, give you the time of day.
Now, if you do get into a conversation with the person, and, you know, the person tells you, I'm seeing somebody, back off. You know, don't look like no fiend, like, oh, you know, there's other people out there in this world. Don't look like no fiend, or you want to try to be the one to mess up their relationship so you get that person. Because sometimes things like that don't end up good.
And I'm a firm believer in karma.
Yes.
And it come full circle.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all human beings and we're grown and we make decisions. But, you know, and sometimes we make decisions off of our mind and sometimes we make decisions from our heart. Just, you know, just know whatever decision you make, there's always consequences that come that follow.
Yep.
And that sometimes you're not going to like it, but sometimes you have to accept it. Sometimes it's not going to be what you expect it to be. If you feel that you need to...
If you just need to, like, talk. Like I said, if somebody's in a relationship, you just... Like, I say back off because you don't know what kind of relationship they're in. You know, sometimes people go out there and they still persist in trying to talk to that person. But that just makes you look desperate, in my opinion. Makes you look desperate. Like, you can't find nobody else. You have to mess with somebody that's already in a relationship. But, you know, that's another topic, you know, another discussion that we could talk about there on that, but...
I don't know. Might get too many emails for that.
Well, that's great. You know, we want to hear what people's feedback is. You know, we want to hear from y'all. And what y'all think.
You know what? Like I said before, we are adults, we make our decisions, and we live with whatever we decide. Yes, you know, if somebody's in a relationship, you know, I don't know. You're going to make a decision. I'm not going to tell you what to do or how to do it. You're going to slice your bread how you slice it. But just remember that whatever we do and with everything we do, there are always consequences to follow. I just want everybody to understand that. And we can't expect things to always go our way.
No.
You understand? Like, what happens, how you got them sometimes might be...
how you lose them.
Right. But just know that there's always something to follow and to come. Whatever it is going to be. So, there's always somebody else out there that's hurting. And that person is persistent in telling you they have somebody... Yes, I do absolutely think that at that point, you should stop trying. Now, if the person is saying they have somebody and they're still entertaining it, that's a whole nother ballgame. We in a whole nother field. And that's something that you and the other person is going to have to figure out what you want to do.
I hope that other person's significant other, whoever they date, ain't crazy. They'll come after your ass. I seen that in movies, too. y'all play with people hard. Y'all go out there and play with people hard. That's real life. You see it in the news, messing with somebody, killing somebody because they have somebody else, or cheating. That's real life story. So, you know, be careful.
You watch way too many movies. No,
that be in the news. That be in the news. It's in the news. I've seen stuff like that in the news.
You watch too much news.
Well, you got to know what's going on in this world today. Well, that's another topic.
It's a lot of stuff going on in this world.
A lot, but, you know. But, you know, we would like to hear from y'all, you know. Email us at
realtimewiththedies@gmail.com.
Let us know your feedback. You know, it's very important. We appreciate y'all. We love y'all. And we thank y'all for listening. Peace.
Stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side.